From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan. It's been a busy year for live music on All Songs Considered. Bands like Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, Belle and Sebastian, Nico Case, and most recently Sleater-Kinney have appeared so far. On this edition of All Songs Considered, we look back at some of the highlights from our year in live music, beginning with Belle and Sebastian and their March 6th performance from Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club. This is Me and the Major.
Want to talk to me? Me and the Major could become close friends, cause we get on the same train and he wants to talk, but no, there's too much history, too much biography between us. Me and the Major don't see eye to eye on a number of things, so take a guide of me, and then me and the Major don't see eye to eye on a number of things, so take a guide of me and put him in the army, the Queen's own army.
Sebastian from their March 6th performance in Washington, D.C. That was Me and the Major. Next up, Nico Case and Martha Wainwright from their April 10th performance in Washington. We'll start with Martha Wainwright, who opened the night's concert. She offered a passionate set of music, including this song, Ball and Chain. We'll follow with Nico Case performing the title track to her latest CD, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood.
Feel that way about all genitalia, really.
Got your hand up on my shirt, and you know it hurts. Ball and chain, you're my hit me over the back of the car seat. Take me down to his street. Ball and chain. The same. Your balls and your chains. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Title track off of our new record called Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, which we're very excited to be on tour for right now. So thank you again for coming to the show. If I could get a little more top end, ooh, that'd be nice. Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Follow him.
Thanks, everybody.
That was Nico Case performing the title track to her latest CD, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. Before that, you heard Martha Wainwright, who opened for Case at Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club, performing Ball and Chain. The Scottish quintet Mogwai served up its own distinctive style of sprawling, sometimes hypnotic space rock during their May 10th performance, webcast on NPR.org. The group is on tour for its latest CD, Mr. Beast. Let's listen to We're No Here. Mogwai from their May 10th performance at Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club. That was We Are No Here. The Walkmen from New York make thoughtful, sometimes urgent, artful songs. Their music swings dramatically from brash atomic rock to more introspective ballads. The band performed live from Washington, D.C. May 26. Here's Emma Get Me a Lemon. Walkman, that was Emma Get Me a Lemon from their May 26th performance in Washington, D.C. It's from their latest CD, 100 Miles Off. Now on to Britain's experimental rock group Gomez and the jazz trio The Bad Plus. The two paired up for a June 23rd performance. Gomez is known for blurring the lines between musical genres and forms, while The Bad Plus craft bold and unexpected interpretations of rock songs like Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit and Blondie's Heart of Glass. First we'll hear the opening act, The Bad Plus, with The Empire Strikes Backwards, followed by Gomez and Bring It On. Thank you.
Good evening, how are you? All right?
If I was an ordinary different from what you say, I'd lie, I would lie. If you could release me now, you know that I won't hesitate to lie, I would lie. Make it right.
That was Gomez, the song Bring It On. Before that, you heard The Bad Plus and The Empire Strikes Backwards. The two performed June 23rd at Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club. The Drive-By Truckers have been making bold, often epic southern rock since they first formed in Athens, Georgia a decade ago. The band is on tour for its seventh album, A Blessing and a Curse. The Drive-By Truckers played for more than 2 hours in Washington, D.C., thrilling a sold-out crowd on July 25th. From that show, let's listen to Lookout Mountain.
Yeah.
The Drive-By Truckers from their July 25th performance, that was Lookout Mountain. Finally, we turn to Sleater-Kinney. More than a decade after the band first formed in Olympia, Washington, Sleater-Kinney continues to make passionate, punk-inspired rock with the release of its seventh CD, The Woods. It may be the trio's last album, at least for some time. The group recently announced plans to go on indefinite hiatus after its current tour ends later this year. They just played Washington, D.C. Here's Dig Me Out. Sleater-Kinney from their August 3rd performance in Washington, D.C., that was Dig Me Out. Just a sample from NPR Music's online concert series this year. You can hear more concerts on our website from bands like the Arctic Monkeys and Sonic Youth. Go to npr.org/liveconcerts. To find out more about upcoming features and concerts on All Songs Considered, sign up for our newsletter. You'll find a link on our website, npr.org/allsongs. For NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton.